Chuck Foley was responsible for millions of awkward party moments since the 1960s. Normally, that's nothing to be proud of, but if you're the inventor of the game Twister, it's not such a bad thing after all.
Foley and his business partner, Neil Rabins, invented the game for Milton Bradley in 1966. They originally called it Pretzel. If you're of a certain age, there's no need to explain Twister. But in case you need a refresher, the game is simple.
You have four rows of four dots on a sheet of plastic on the floor. Each row of dots is a different color. And as this commercial from 1966 explains, a spinner tells each player in turn to put either a hand or a foot on a particular colored dot.
Right foot blue.
Right foot blue.
Left hand red.
Left hand red.
Left.
Right.
Yellow.
Blue.
Green.
Yeah, Twister. You gotta play Twister.
Yeah, this can get embarrassing. Before long, up to four players are on the mat, stretching in ways they never imagined, over, under the other players. As we said, awkward.
Everyone usually falls, to the delight of everyone watching. But you win if you remain standing. The game was not a hit right away, even in the Foley house. Chuck Foley's son Mark explains.
When he first brought it to us and said, here you guys, how would you like to play with this? Well, we thought it was a wrestling mat.
Some executives at Milton Bradley were concerned with a game that some critics were calling sex in a box. Mark Foley.
One of the things that Dad and Neil were very concerned about is the perception back in those days of two people, a man and a woman, on a mat in a party game had to be really done tastefully. And that's why they used cartoon characters in the original packaging, because it was less threatening from a moral perspective.
But when Johnny Carson and Eva Gabor played Twister on The Tonight Show in front of a national audience in 1966, sales exploded. Chuck Foley never got all that rich off of Twister.
Or at least not nearly as rich as Milton Bradley. But that didn't bother him at all much, says his son Mark.
Dad did and created items and products that he was passionate about, and then once he created it, he was off to a new one. Dad was humble. He wasn't about what he did yesterday. It's about what he could create today or tomorrow. He just enjoyed creating items and products.
Chuck Foley, the inventor of Twister, died this month in St. Paul, Minnesota. He was 82.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.